What's up? Yeah, we're going to start this podcast just like this. And, oh, it sounds so good. It's like we're pro.
Does it sound good?
Yeah, no, I mean, it sounds like it sounds. It sounds like a normal episode of the Monday Mass.
Does it sound like they're building a warehouse right next to us?
Yeah, just a small disclaimer. Although I'm trying to rid my life of disclaimers, but this is a actual disclaimer. They're actually doing construction next door. So if it sounds crazy, those are construction sound effects.
We're hoping they go to lunch soon. Well, this is the longest I've ever heard contractors actually work without breaking hard for lunch.
Yeah, so we're getting a new Monday Mass studio.
Yeah, they're building it for
as
us.
As we speak, literally. Right. And we do have an extra chair over here because we have a very special guest coming in during Skate News. We're going to be doing, Todd and I are going head-to-head.
We're live.
Episode of Skate Nerd.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're live.
So tight. We're going to introduce that guest when he comes in. And, of course, we're going to do that after we do the world-famous Monday Mass ad block that everybody loves, everybody talks about. Most people tune out after the ad block nowadays in 2024. So this podcast, the Monday Mass, World's Greatest Action Sports Podcast, is brought to you by Sunbum. Sunbum, look, this is how cool Sunbum is. Obviously, Todd and I want you to use Sunbun products. We believe in these products. We think this is the best sunblock in the world. But Sunbum is so caring about you and so driven to prevent skin cancer and all those things that the sun does that they don't care if you use sun. What are you doing?
I'm trying to open it to put some.
Bro,
how do you do
all it? You do is unscrew it.
Unscrew what?
Tell you, Todd is a sponsor's worst nightmare. Look, he doesn't know how to use the product. Do you know what sunblock is?
Yes.
God. Oh, you broke it.
I didn't break it.
Give me that.
Show me how to do it.
Anyway, Sunbum is a presenting sponsor of the Monday Mass podcast.
How do you unscrew it?
Just give me this.
Unscrew it.
You're grounded.
You're not doing. I'm a consumer. Look, I'm the average consumer.
All you do is you're doing it the wrong way. See? This is news to Todd.
Oh.
Bro, now you're squirting Sunbum all over the set. Here, I'll put some of this on my nose. Anyway, like I said, they don't care if you use their sunscreen.
This is the
they just want
don't worry. This is the Daily Body.
I put Daily Body on my face. Now it's on you.
Just rub it in.
Oh, that actually feels. It smells good.
Just rubbing it. Just rubbing it.
Look, I'm all rubbed in. Well, it's hot now. Anyway, God. Okay, so yeah, did I mention we're gonna start over? I'm gonna edit that whole part out. Sunbum is a presenting sponsor of the Monday Mass. They don't care if you use their sunblock. They just want you to use something.
Any
what sunscreen.
Shit? They're sponsoring our podcast. They want you to use their sunblock.
Protect yourself from the sun. We want you to. But Sunbum cares about you. At Sunbum, check them out. At Spy Optics. At Spy Optics. What are you wearing on your face, Todd?
Oh, these?
Yeah, those are sunglasses,
huh? Oh, my God. You've got load on your face. Get. This podcast is falling
already
apart.
Already off the rails, as usual.
Hi.
Sell some sunglasses, because so far you ain't selling shit.
These are the new Spy Slaycos. These are insane.
And Todd's done his research before. You see him, he has to look
these
at
are the
actual
new
product.
Axel Hodges signature sunglass, and I'm wearing them here to, this is for sun awareness as well. It's,
well, like I said, Sunbum doesn't care if you use their sunblock as long as
you
use
know,
something for sun protection.
Chris, I find sun protection the best way is just abstinence.
Oh, stay out of the sun.
Yeah, stay out of the sun. Well, vampires have been, I mean, look at them. They live for thousands of years because they stay out of the sun.
I am straight lubing up right here.
Did you get a little, did you get a little sunscreen?
Todd squirted our guest.
Did you get a little body lotion on your leg?
Don't introduce the guests. Don't squirt the guests.
Machu Picchu energy. Do you want to have excess energy?
Crack this.
Energy to spare. You crack open one of these.
Bro.
And boy, oh boy, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
You're the worst co-host I've ever had on the Monday Mass.
Mm-mm.
And the only one, too.
I'm the best.
And you are the best. You're the best and worst. Opus Footwear. Opus Footwear is going to be presenting this very special version of Skate News.
Do you want a shoe that looks exactly like the Sal 23 from 30, how many years ago?
Again.
A long time ago.
Sponsor's dream.
I'm telling you, this shoe is the closest I've gotten to the Sal 23, but with improvements.
See, I prefer to go with my Opus 4. I go white laces.
I go black laces.
But I'll tell you, the grip, the feel, the board feel, and the overall emotional feel of Opus footwear is great. Opus footwear on the gram, at Opus footwear. Bachan's Japanese barbecue sauce.
It's behind us.
They're actually, that's what that sound is behind us. They're making barbecue.
They're making the honey barbecue sauce.
Taste that honey sauce. What happens when the Bachan's gets next to your biscuits? Todd.
Just sweetens your biscuit.
At Bachan's, at Try Bachan's. God, we are the worst salespeople.
Okay, we have a guest.
Dana Point Film Festival, at Dana Point Film Festival. It's May 2nd through the 5th. Go to at Dana Point Film, also danapointfilm.com. Friday night, DJ Chris Cote, DJ Kurt, Sunbender, and two Volcom movies on the grass at Salt Creek. It'll be the best night of your life, guaranteed. Well, also... Before we start the podcast, self-promotion. Sunbender is also playing May 10th at Booze Brothers in Vista with Crasher. All ages will be sick. That's what it says on this script that I wrote.
It's a very sun-centric show.
And also, I'm DJing at Corner Pizza again this Thursday.
Wow. I
didn't see you there last Thursday, Mr. Supportive of Me.
I went there on Wednesday. I didn't. Can we go?
We're going into Skate News, ladies and gentlemen. And Skate News is brought to you by Opus Footwear. And get this exclusive right here on the Monday Mass. I want to present to you the one and only Mr. Blair Alley, a.k.a. Blairly Legal, the host.
My SNL slider.
There you go.
Yes. Blair is the host of
Skate Nerd.
Skate Nerd on transworldskateboarding.com at skateboarding.com. So, Blair, congratulations on relaunching Skate Nerd. You just launched a few new episodes. How long is your break?
Since before COVID. We haven't done any before COVID, so I guess 4 years, because we were doing some on Instagram Live during COVID.
What is COVID?
Didn't do any since then. I don't know. I mean, some might say it was fake news.
Well, welcome back.
Is this a right wing podcast?
We take all the wings. You know,
we want a tag on the bottom of the podcast because it gets us some more attention.
But aside from the Instagram Live ones I did, we've never filmed like a live one. It's always been in the studio. Because people are all nervous. Like, I'm not gonna know the answers. Can I crack one
nervous
of these?
Yeah, well, crack
I'm
one. About
I'm getting a little smoke nervous.
Smoke Todd's
over here.
Ass at Skate Nerd.
How do we do this?
So how does it work?
So
here. You put your hand right here.
This is all the stuff we do off air. We explain the rules ahead of time.
So
we're basically spelling out Skate Nerd. Okay. Sometimes we'll start a game and people, does that thing work?
Yeah.
And I actually need a paper and pen to keep score. I came very ill prepared. I actually forgot the questions on the way up here and had to get them emailed to my phone.
That's okay.
And if you have like fake index cards so I can hold them up, yeah, that'll work perfectly.
There we go.
I can also fake like I'm reading questions off this.
Oh, yeah.
That's another secret is on the show. I'm like holding up cue cards, but I'm actually not reading anything.
We can fake like our neighbors aren't hammering flooring.
Hey, you have to keep your hand on the table.
So Todd and I are going to use one buzzer.
One buzzer.
Yeah, one buzzer.
Okay.
All right, cool. Well, then there can't possibly be a tie.
Nope.
And I tried to write,
everyone knows the rules.
What, you guys wanted 80s and 90s kind of surfy skates?
Yeah. Whatever.
So this is a very unique list of questions. So,
Noah Selasnik.
Damn, good. That's a good call.
You have to ask the question?
Almost an answer,
Okay.
All right, here we go. So this is Skate New, Skate Nerd.
Skate Nerd Live on the
In
Monday
Skate
Mass.
News.
Will you edit this podcast for us?
No, I don't edit any of the Skate Nerds. It's very tedious.
Here we go.
Shout out to Colin Schwartz and Andrew Arthur that make it all possible. All right, hands on your buzzers. First question.
All right.
What pro skater owns the surf towel and accessories company called NAR? That's Chris Cote buzzing
That'd
in.
That'd be Alyssa Steamer.
That is correct.
NAR Hunters.
And Chris is on
You didn't
the
even
board.
Get the question out.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. All right.
What
you want
to
fucking prison rules? Man. All right.
Yeah. And you even get your right hand. I'm using my left hand.
Next question. Where was the first half pipe built?
Right up the street here in Encinitas, California. That'd be Rampage Ramp.
Wait, are we talking snow or skate?
That was skate.
Skate Nerd.
I've never had to specify.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
There might be some questions that
so far,
overlap. Crotes. I like how when you guys go at the same time, you end up holding hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal.
You should start out with your hands on each other's
thighs. We hold hands under the table.
You have to start holding hands.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay.
What's the name of Sean White's apparel outerwear? That would be Todd buzzing in.
White Space.
That is correct, Todd.
But that's not really skate. That's not really skatey.
He's a pro skater.
I'm mixing. These questions are crossing over a little bit because.
All right.
Our guests. One of these guys. He's doing this pro snowboarder, pro surfer. So you know, this is a unique list of questions. This is not your normal.
Okay.
And still pro.
Who was the first skater to do a 1080? That was Todd.
That'd be Tom. No, Michy Brusco.
Incorrect. Cote.
1080. I'm going to say that's going to be...
Can I steal?
No, that's going to be Tom Sharp.
That is correct.
Thanks, guys.
You had it.
What's the score?
Michy Brusco was the 1260 or something.
Oh, and the score right now is Todd's favorite musical genre, ska.
Fuck.
Ska. All
right.
Moving right along.
I'm getting beat.
Who are the two hosts of the Hawk vs. Wolf podcast? Cote.
Tony Hawk and Quick Jason Ellis.
Jesus Christ.
God, I'm killing it right now.
I've got sunscreen all over my hand.
Oh, really?
Slippery buzzer.
Yeah. Who did that?
I got a slippery buzzer.
This one's a stumper. Be impressed if you guys get this one. The original Alien Workshop team consisted of 7 people. Name at least 3.
Fuck.
Who went there first, Chris?
I'm going to say Dwayne Petrie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Fart. Oh, God.
Todd can get more than you.
That's all I got.
That's all you got, Dwayne Petrie. Right,
yeah. I got Dwayne Petrie, Rob Dyrdek, and fuck, what's his name? Hold on.
I think it's a tie.
Breathe through this.
Leading out of screen here.
Breathe through this. Ooh. He was also a pro snowboarder for. All right, fuck it. I don't even care.
I'll give you a point since you got 2 OGs.
Oh,
the but there's wait.
I got one though. That's a guy.
Yeah, I guess
snowboarder for
Evil. Give us a couple just so we feel.
Who
stupid.
Was it?
Okay, the original 7 members of Alien Workshop: Rob Dyrdek, Neil Blender, Steve Klar, Bo Turner, Thomas Morgan, Dwayne Petrie, and Scott Conklin.
Okay,
Scott Conklin.
I should have got Neil Blender. All right.
That's a stumper.
That's a good question.
All right. Moving right along.
Put your hand. Your pants. Okay. Not even thing.
What former real pro had a brother in the NFL? Todd.
Former real pro that had a brother in the NFL.
Yeah, Todd, who?
I don't.
Is that buzzer working? It's a bunch of dry slapping. Did you not put fresh batteries in this thing, or did you?
We
broke it.
All right, we'll just do it. Former real pro.
Yeah, real skateboards pro. Brother was in the NFL.
Booznitz?
Nope. Damn Chris, do you know?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that is Max Schaff.
No.
Arizona's own Robbie Brockle, his brother was
Robbie
in the
Brockle.
NFL.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, that moving right broken. Along.
Now we'll use this.
What do we slap? No, you still have to slap the buzzer.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about we slap the sunscreen?
No.
Don't aim it towards. Aim it towards your.
Slap
opponent.
The sunscreen was a game I used to play in high school.
What? And that gavel means this is speed round.
That's feeling close.
What?
Jesus That's Christ. In this room.
What 80s vert skater had the nickname the Jersey Devil? Todd Richards.
Tom Grucholski.
That is correct.
Ooh, here comes Todd.
Here comes Todd.
Keep it 80s vert and he'll...
Who were the first 2 pro skaters to have pro model shoes? Todd.
That would be the first two...
No, you don't know.
Stop. You can't... Just, Sal Barbier?
No.
First 2 pro skaters... Oh, Solomon.
I think Chris gets a steal.
Steve Caballero.
Steve Caballero.
And?
And the second one's Gons.
No, it's Cab and Nottis came out at the same time.
Nottis.
God damn it.
All right, so no points for
either. No points for either one, yeah. All right, next question. What was the name of the second Bones Brigade video? Cote.
Bones Brigade video show.
No.
That'd
be Future Primitive.
That is correct, Todd. This game's knotted up. We're tied up.
Now we're heating. We're getting heated.
T to T.
Skat, skat.
Who is the Ollie named after?
Alan Gilfin.
That would be
Fart
Todd.
You, Todd.
Todd has spelled out skate. What year did Tony Hawk land the 900? Cote in there quick.
That would be 2001.
That is incorrect, Todd Richards.
That would be 1998.
Nope.
That is wrong. It's 99, guys.
Fuck!
Do you know what contest it was at?
Yeah, it was X Games in San Francisco. Yeah.
San Diego.
Were you guys there? I
think San Francisco.
Was it SF?
It was SF.
All right.
San something.
Time for a Machu Picchu break.
What was the name of the skateboarding video game released in the arcades by
720.
That is correct.
I knew that.
You didn't get there.
That was a buzzer beater. That was a buzzer
now
beater.
Now my arm is warmed up.
Okay.
In 1975, what was the first truck in history meets Cote?
That would be Tracker Trucks.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of the actual yeah. first truck?
Do you know?
No.
It's the Tracker Full Track.
Tracker Full Track.
I wouldn't expect that one.
Chris strikes me as a tracker guy. Like
I was. Wait, did I get an A? Yeah. Oh, okay.
You're just one behind.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job.
All right. Mark Gonzalez's blind skateboard was named as a backlash to what former sponsor? Todd.
That would be Vision.
That is correct. Todd just two away.
What?
From the dub. Bullshit. Okay. Who's the skater in the iconic Transworld push cover shot by Grant Britton?
Oh, Cote. Todd Swank.
It is Todd
That's
Swank.
Good. That's good. I knew that.
This is a good game
I gave that
got.
To you.
This is a good game we got Ooh. Going here. Who is attributed with inventing the boneless? That was Chris got under there, huh?
Inventing the boneless. Yes. That would be, I'm going to say Nottis.
That is incorrect.
Neil Blender.
No.
Lance Mountain.
Gary Scott Davis.
Fuck!
Ooh, GSD.
GSD invented the
also
boneless.
Also a great art director, GSD.
Along the same lines, who's attributed with inventing the slappy? Chris.
That would be Nottis.
Nope. Todd.
Jesus Christ. The slappy Lance?
Nope, that's John Lucero.
Oh, and he still does them so well.
All right. Next question. Who ollied Wallenberg on a skimboard?
Simon Woodstock.
Damn, we are decent. Tied up.
That's decent.
We are tied up, guys.
Oh, shit. This is
stressful. What was the name of Tommy Guerrero's skate rock band, Todd?
McGrath.
Nope.
His skate rock band was called...
Can I steal this if he gets it wrong?
You already said a guest. Tommy Guerrero's... Did you say Tommy Guerrero's skate rock band?
Tommy Guerrero, yeah.
They were called McShred.
No.
Los...
Free beer.
Oh, free beer. Free beer.
Put the name on the flyer and you get a lot of people come out to your show.
Yeah,
you guys should try it.
Wait.
Next Friday.
Free
next
Hammer.
Friday.
Okay, all
right. McRad, you're right. But
free free
called
Burgers is the name of our next band.
Yeah.
All right, what 80s movie had the daggers face off? That was Cote.
That is called...
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my God. I know it. You know, it had the daggers. Just watched it.
This could be an easy steal for Todd. He looks like he knows it.
It's just, I get a steal thrashing.
Yeah, that.
Chris.
That took you too long.
What
Chris,
the?
It took you too long.
What
that should have been
problem,
easy.
I was
Todd's one away. Todd's one away.
I'm one away.
Damn it.
Story of my
life.
I'll
never hear the end of this.
All right. What was the name of Neil Blender's monthly Transworld column? Chris.
Brain Floss.
No. Todd for the win.
He's not going to win. He doesn't know it.
Fuck yeah. Never mind. I don't know.
It was AgroZone.
That's right. God damn it.
All right, we're still here.
All right. What 80s pro was known as the nickname El Gato?
Eddie Elgaro.
I think Todd got there, and I think
what
Todd
did you
got
say?
It.
Eddie Elgaro.
I got
you,
it.
Todd.
That's game.
Wow.
Thanks for playing, these guys.
Oh, my God.
I do my customary
no,
thanks for coming
Chris
out.
Chris has
Great.
To
thanks for coming out.
No, we didn't make a bet.
Now you get to spray him in the face with sunblock.
Here, just open up.
We should have made that bet.
What?
All right. Thanks, Blair.
Thanks, Allie. Blair. Thank
Where can we watch episodes of Skate Nerd?
Transworld's YouTube. Go queue it up. It's we ran it for like 10 years before we took the break. So I think the first
it's very stressful.
I think the first Dude. Skate Nerds were filmed like 14 years ago or something.
Thrashing.
We were doing.
Are you serious?
I can't believe. What were you gonna say? Gleaming the cube.
Gleaming your.
We were doing Skate and Create. With like the Lakai team, I think that was our first time we filmed it.
Are you guys enjoying listening?
Yeah, people get nervous. The skaters, the guests we have on, get really nervous before. So this is the first one we've done live. Normally, we edit it with like
this is great.
When there's one that no one gets right, they're like, "Dude, can you edit that out so I don't look stupid?" We're like, no problem, got you. Like,
really?
Today,
edit
this was no net. This was no net today.
That's right.
No net.
It went well.
Okay.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're the best.
That was
Thank
really
you.
Fun. Monday Mass. I watch every week. I never
Wait, did you guys? You guys talked last night about what questions you're gonna ask. I feel like Todd had the scoot over.
That was a good game. That was knotted up.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. I'll give you credit,
I'm
Todd.
I'm gonna bring this in close if I can get some comments.
Todd has been skateboarding longer than me because he's a little older
only
than me.
The 80s shit.
I'm only good at that stuff. Like I don't
admit though. Hey, we're doing
who do who was not us who had not us to shoot
Ennis.
It wasn't Ennis shoot,
but I think it was his might have came out first, but it might have been only available in Europe. I don't know, there's controversy about who came first.
Controversy. You guys are having a conversation off mic. That's good. People love that. Okay, all right, let's get this back in order.
So we still
I'm
gonna
edit that whole thing out because I lost
it's not even fair. No one can hear it anyways because they're fucking building. They're building a time machine behind us.
First half pipe in the world next door to us.
I can't believe that. Where's the first half pipe?
Well, I did an article about that for NCS Magazine. It's literally the first
San Diego documentary.
Really?
Yeah, I hosted that.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you skate it?
No, it was in the 70s.
Yeah, because they would have yelled at you, told you to beat it.
So they actually did, these guys, these surfers down here, they're skating these full pipes in Arizona, and they try to concoct a plan to steal one of the cement full pipes and bring it back to Leucadia.
That's super easy to steal a cement full pipe.
They just made drawings of it, and the rest is
I remember hearing Salvo was going to steal Baldy. Put it somewhere.
With the shovels?
Yeah, he's going to go dig it up.
Yeah,
the
guy's name is Tom.
Tom anyway. Halfpipe? Is that why they called it that?
There is some other skate news that we can talk about. This is just announced. Ryan Scheckler will be an Olympic commentator for skateboarding in Paris. Thank you, Blair Ali. Yeah,
bye, Blair.
We'll see you Friday.
Ryan Scheckler's the skate commentator?
Yeah, Ryan Scheckler is going to be an Olympic commentator Zitzer in Paris. I don't know if... Oh, shit. Did we just break?
I think we just nuked Zitzer. Sorry. This just in. Paul Zitzer no longer has a job with NBC for the Olympics because Scheckler took it.
Yeah. And Scheckler's also building a half pipe next door to our office.
They're actually building the world's
first
half pipe.
Yeah. Notable skate parts you should watch today. Zach Saraceno for King Skateboards. The Deeds part for Ace Trucks is sick. Ace Palka for Arbor Skateboards in Hawaii is awesome as well. And our good friends at Opus Shoes, Opus Footwear, wanted us to mention there's a pretty sick new print magazine out. It's called Downward Skateboard Magazine. You can check it out on downwardskateboardmagazine.com, where you can buy the print issue of Downward Skateboard Magazine. Okay, let's get into some surf news brought to you by Hanson Surfboards. That was fun, Todd. Hey,
good job.
Good job, dude.
I like that. I like competitive trivia.
I know. Like, especially when it's stuff in our wheelhouse.
I'm kind of a fucking maniac when it comes to like Trivial Pursuit. Like, it brings out the absolute worst in me.
I know.
Even
worse than this now, how you are right now?
Our family, because we're such Lord of the Rings nerds.
Right.
When the Lord of the Rings Trivial Pursuit comes out, usually around the holidays, it's like a fucking bloodbath in our living room.
So it's all questions about Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Like, what did Sauron?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
I wouldn't know many.
Bloodbath.
Surf news is brought to you by Hanson Surfboards. The Western Australia Margaret River Pro is on, and depending on when you hear this podcast, yesterday was pretty sick. Ethan Ewing did one of the turns of the year. But since it's still early times in that event, let's talk about the upcoming cut, the bloodletting, the red wedding of the WSL Championship Tour, the cull, if you will. I'm going to start bringing some names and numbers up.
Kelly Slater, he's almost out.
Kelly Slater, will he make the cut? He's got to basically like make the finals, I think. I just put bruh.
Kelly Slater, bruh? I think Kelly's, I don't know if you guys can hear that, but...
Let's ignore it.
We'll just ignore it.
We're going to talk closer to the microphone. Eli Hanneman is number 31 right now. He needs to make the semis at Margaret River. Will he do it?
Yes. I think he has. I feel like Kelly is distracted.
Oh, I'm talking about Eli Hanneman.
No, I know, but I'm saying like Kelly's distracted. Eli Hanneman's young and hungry, and young and hungry is dangerous. They always say that about animals.
Number 30, Callum Robson needs to make finals day. Do you think Callum Robson can make finals day? I'm going to say no to Eli. Love him, but no.
Okay.
Callum, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. I think
because he needs a huge finish.
Basically, needs to be in top five. Callum Robson, love him again. No, Frederico Marias. He's part of the group that needs a quarterfinal finish or above.
Where is he from?
Portugal.
Okay. Based on what I know about Portugal and their go for it attitude.
Okay.
I'm gonna say no.
Okay. Again, love the guy, but. It's a long shot. I don't think it's going to happen. He'll be back on the...
There's a lot of names here. You're going to have to do this faster.
Miguel Pupo, yes or no, needs to make finals day.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to say yes. Jacob Wilcox, very surprised of how poorly he's done on tour. He is as well. He's much better surfer than where he sits right now at 27th. Can he make it?
Wow. And he's done kind of poorly already?
Yeah. His nerves got to him.
If it's based on nerves, then I say this pressure cooker situation probably isn't playing in his favor.
Okay, you're saying no. I'm gonna say yes. So what about Kyle Belli? He needs to make the quarterfinals or
I say on. Yes.
You say yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no because I can't disagree with everything
what a
you say.
Dick.
Sammy Pupo needs a quarterfinal finish. He's pretty damn good.
What do you think?
What do you think?
What do you think first?
I think Sammy is going to make the quarterfinals and make the cut. Cade Mattson.
Only 11 more of these.
Cade Mattson, yes or no? From San Clemente, California. He did make the quarters at Bell's.
No, I think the talent pool is a little aggressive.
Yeah. I think he beat John in the first round, but we'll see what happens next. Seth Moniz, this is an interesting one. He's sitting right at the cut. Seth Moniz, he served pretty damn good in his first
round. What is a big finished? Semis?
Quarters, semis, or above. I think for Seth, number 23.
Depends on how the waves are. I think if the waves are big and kind of, you know,
chunky,
more chunky, I think Seth has got a better shot at it.
He's got a 50-50 chance. Also, on the razor's edge of disaster being cut, Gabriel Medina.
Oh. Are they trying to tunnel in here?
Yeah. Ian Gentile, Imai Kalani DeVault, and Italo Ferreira are all on the edge of disaster. We'll see what happens next. In the mid-2000s, Billabong and Taylor Steele partnered to create the movie Trilogy featuring Andy Irons, Joel Parkinson, and Taj Burrow. Do you remember that video?
Yep.
It was a sick one. Well, they've been making Trilogy Part 2 now for many, many years, feels like. Our friend Darren Crawford was one of the water cinematographers. They had a huge crew. Taylor Steele, big budget. Seth Moniz, Ethan Ewing, Griffin Colapinto. The trailer is out, and it is epic.
Sick.
Yeah, it's sick. I put sick there. You said it's going to be a good movie. Big budget surf movie. And so
what?
Before the movie has come out, Griffin, who was on Billabong, these are three Billabong writers, he's now on Quicksilver.
Yeah.
But he's still going to be promoting the movie, even though he's got Billabong stickers on his board. That's how long these things take.
It takes a long time to make I mean, in this day of Instagram quickness, it's nice to see a long-form movie.
Down with the quickness. And here's some sponsorship news via Stab, who loves Todd, who doesn't like me. Tyler Wright, two-time world champ, just signed a six-figure deal with Powerade and Athletic Greens. Combined net worth of
See, that's news to me. I didn't realize that Athletic Greens and Powerade were the same company.
Interesting.
Or are they? Or are these two deals that have a value? Okay, a combined
value. Two different deals. Powerade, Athletic Greens.
Got it.
Caroline Marks has a $100,000 deal with American Optometric Association. So people that wear glasses.
Optometrist?
I would think that I would be the prime candidate for an optometrist sponsorship since I wear glasses every single day.
Does she wear glasses?
Maybe contacts. That's part of it. Jack Freestone is now writing for Rhythm. And Oxbow announced last week they are adding Maude Lacar and Miguel Blanco to their team.
That makes sense.
Interesting. Oxbow. I haven't heard that name in a minute. Mm-hmm. Laura Enover, Shipsterns. Holy shit.
Yep.
You watched it.
I watched a little bit of it, and she was basically like saying, like, I hope my mom doesn't see these wipeouts.
God, she's so gnarly. You see her in real life, too, and she is so tiny. She's just a tiny person, but she is so badass.
It's that go-for-it attitude, incredible. Chris.
Laura Enover is amazing. Palm Springs Surf Club has officially reopened. It's ready for you to come rip. I just saw that on the gram. Shane,
what does that mean?
And the crew.
What does it mean?
It means you can go to their website and start booking sessions.
Okay.
So do it. Invite me. I'll be your guest.
How much is it an hour?
I don't know. I'm just reporting the news that they are now up and running and open again.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Coachella. Just think about all the big dumb floppy hats that were there this weekend.
Oh, you know what they are doing, which is actually kind of cool. So during Coachella weekend, they had a bunch of good bands and DJs and stuff there, but they were doing this, Shane Magnuson put on his Instagram, it was like a mixtape of waves.
Okay.
So you get some rippable rights and lefts, slabs, and it's just kind of like they're DJing waves.
You know, it'd be even better though to have like the real Coachella experience. You just have a bunch of waves that close out, so it's just as annoying as being at Coachella.
Yeah, there was nothing for me at Coachella. If I was out there, I would be at the Palm Springs Surf Club the entire time.
Exactly.
I think Gustafsson.
I beg your pardon?
I actually tried to watch the first, like some of the first day of Coachella on YouTube.
Who's the big name there for last weekend?
There was not one. There was not. I didn't see one.
I heard Grimes. I heard Grimes's set just was like plagued by, like, she couldn't even get the background track to work.
Well, we can't. You can't fault her for not working a computer.
It's not like they were. It's not like they were building a tunnel.
Complaining about Coachella is so.
Still pretty cool. I think it's cool to complain about Coachella.
This is cool. The president of Liberia, Nayuma Bokai, has expressed excitement over Liberia's rise among the top 10 surfing destinations in the world. There's sick waves in Liberia, and now they're going to be hosting the Africa Tour, the Surf to Rise competition. So basically, I believe they're going to be following the model of El Salvador, where the president down there said, look, surfing is awesome. Surfing is going to be a national tourism.
Like a pastime.
Pastime.
Yeah.
So let's go to Liberia. I'm ready. Todd, are you ready?
How long does it take to get there?
Yeah, like a couple hours.
I think I'm busy that week.
Congratulations to Mick Fanning. Just welcomed a baby girl into this world. We love you, Mick. Congrats. And that was surf news. Here's your mid-show ad block. Panic and Coffee and Tea at Panic and Coffee and Tea. We are there every single day. And not because it's next door to my house and right by his house. Because it's the best.
I value the experience that I get at Panic and Coffee and Tea.
I love Panic and Coffee and
Tea. At New Greens.
New Greens.
Die later. Simple as that. If you take your New Greens, you will outlive those assholes that bullied you in high school. And that is the ultimate flex.
That is a good flex. Pedal Electric at pedal.electric, the world's best e-bikes. Todd and I both know because we both have them and we celebrate them and ride them often. Vessel Shipping at vessel.com. I used Vessel Shipping just yesterday to ship out 2 Sunbender hat orders. It was very simple. Printed the label on my computer, put it on the thing, put it in the box. Done. Thank you, vessel.com. Mint Tours at Mint Tours. They were all over the place this weekend.
They were. They were at, it doesn't work anymore.
I think we broke it. You broke it.
Mint Tours just wrapped up their year of, they ended it at Mount Bachelor. Yep. And now Mint Tours goes back into hibernation for, I think they probably do some.
They have year round tours.
Yeah, they probably do some Mint Tour stuff in Australia and New Zealand.
Of your house, your sock drawer.
No.
What's in your sock drawer?
Lots of stuff.
Weird stuff for sure.
Foreign currency. That's where I keep all my foreign currency.
Great. Now people are going to come in and break in your house and take your.
I have so many euros. Russian rubles. Yeah, seriously. I have a stack this big and it's like $4.
Can you bring some next time?
We should just burn it for heat.
Diecutstickers.com at diecutstickers.com. Any sticker you want, anytime. They're fast, they're pro, and the stickers are built to last. We've got a stack of them right there.
Stack of stickers. Snowboard news is brought to you by Mammoth Mountain. Guess what? Mammoth Mountain is still open. They're going to be open for quite some time. We are talking into June, maybe, at least until Memorial Day.
Don't they have a mountain called June Mountain as well?
Yeah, that's close. Next door to Mammoth? That's closed now.
Well, they're going to be open until June, Mammoth Mountain.
Mammoth Mountain.
Right.
Sick. Maybe even longer. Maybe to 4th of July.
Oh,
who knows?
You know what I just watched, which I think you all should watch because it's just a feel-good comedy of the season, is the Mammoth Mountain Pond Skim event. Have you ever done pond skimming?
This is pond skim season.
It is pond skim season.
This is where you watch people get aggressively ragdolled and and you are taught a very harsh lesson in surface tension.
So the Mammoth one looked like a raging party. It was bluebirds, sunny, and the pond looked big. Do you have any? I'm assuming you've done this and successfully ridden across.
I've done pond skims before. I've made it across. I've also like taken the worst fucking wipeouts known to man.
Do the chops affect it?
Like, yeah, totally.
So if it's choppy water,
you don't want chop.
You want it glassy.
You don't want that nose to go under. And then the water's fucking cold, dude. It's barely ice, above freezing. So you get like an aggressive whip neck. Full whiplash into the water, and then you're just frozen. Usually you're in some like ridiculous outfit because that's kind of like the way they do it.
I love watching other people do it.
Right.
The Bomb Hole Cup went down. What happened, Todd? The Bomb Hole Cup.
The Bomb Hole Cup went down. That's a podcast that's doing things. We already covered the Bomb Hole Cup last week.
Mm-hmm. Still good.
Congratulations to Louis Vito, who got married this weekend.
Oh, good.
Louis Vito got married in Arizona. I think he got married in Arizona. Big congrats out to Louis.
That's awesome.
That's freaking awesome. Everyone's growing up.
I got two new world records, Todd. Valentino Guselli and Brooke Don't.
Brooke DeHaunt.
Brooke DeHaunt.
Don't. Val Guselli went about almost 40 feet high.
Jesus,
on a hip at the nines.
Yeah, what is... So that looked wild to me. What is the nines? We talked about this last year.
Every year... You know, it depends on who's the sponsor of it. I think Red Bull was the sponsor this year. It's basically a snow sculpture with progression in mind.
Right.
And it's just insane. And over the weekend, I think it was yesterday morning, it dropped. And it was like a gigantic hip. And Val went bonkers. And Valentino Guselli is like, he's like the next guy. I feel like he's already kind of popping, but I feel like he's the next as far as like the holy shit, dude.
A guy who's going to go.
Yeah. And he's great in half pipe. He's great in slope style. He doesn't care. He's not scared. This kid from Australia is just bonkers. I think if you're looking for someone to maybe put down a mind melting project in the next couple of years,
yeah,
it's him. And Val's young too. So it's, right. He's got some time.
Well, they said it was the perfect hip, and Brooke DeHaunt went 7.3 meters. That is 23.95 feet. That's huge.
Yeah, it's absolutely massive.
Really sick. Over the weekend, or last week, a bunch of our friends were at the Burton Culture Shifters event.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Burton Culture Shifters event?
Well, it's basically just, you know, they have this thing that goes down in Aspen every year, and they invite people of color to come there and come together and, you know, basically trade ideas and get together and kind of celebrate, you know, people of color in action sports.
I love it.
It's pretty cool. And there's always like, you know, the who's who of snowboarding and musical acts. And it's in Aspen. It's like the best food on the planet.
Ooh.
If you can find parking.
Okay. Iowa may be the new action sports hot spot.
Why?
Because they do have the biggest skate park in America, and this is Des Moines. So Des Moines now will also have an all-weather slope with synthetic snow. It's called the Slope. They might have a better name than that. It's built at Des Moines Sleepy Hollow Sports Park. It'll be open for tubing starting on Memorial Day weekend and then skiing and snowboarding at a later date.
Wow.
Des Moines, awesome.
That could be really sick. I mean, they have like there's that the freezer that's big snow in New Jersey. Like, can you imagine if
Des Moines? But that's indoor, right?
Yeah, it's indoor.
I think this is outdoor.
This is outdoors.
So synthetic outdoor snow, which is
interesting.
Which is what?
Snowmax? I don't know. What is it?
Interesting. Well, Des Moines, invite us out. We'll do a podcast from Sleepy Hollow Sports Park. Gunstock in New Hampshire Ski Resort is getting a massive billion-dollar upgrade. What does that mean?
Okay, so Gunstock Ski Area in New Hampshire is actually like where I used to like teach snowboarding there.
I know. That's why I got it on the
And news. I don't know anything about this. Do you know anything about the big upgrade?
Yeah, this is a big upgrade.
That's all you've got?
I guess you squirted sunblock in my eye.
I feel like I have sunscreen all over me. It's body lotion.
We got in a sunscreen fight.
It's body lotion. Mom, it was a sunscreen fight.
Also, we just wanted to tell our homie, Ryan, who we snowboarded with in Japan, to get well soon. He had blown his spleen up.
What?
Yeah. And he's in the hospital and he's laughing.
How'd he blow his spleen up?
Making funny videos.
What do you...
Well, you know him.
I blew my spleen. We don't even know if it happened on the hill.
Yeah, we don't know. Well, we don't know what Ryan did to blow his spleen, but Ryan, we love you and we hope you get better soon.
You got spleened.
You got any more nerd news?
Nerd news?
Snow news?
Snow news?
Questions.
We're still going. I'm going to Big Bear tomorrow. I'm going to go snowboarding. Okay. It's super fun to go snowboarding this time of year. I like slush a lot.
He's a slushy boy.
That's what I have. Right. A lot of ski areas closed this weekend, which is a bummer because there's a ton of snow on the West Coast, and
how are things on the West Coast?
It's a bummer to see the skiers closed, but they're not making any money anymore. Now it's all seasons pass owners, and no one is spending any money.
Okay,
so they have to close, unfortunately. But there's still resorts open, like Mammoth and Palisades and Tahoe, and Snow Summit is still open, so you can go and get some. Okay. A Basin, how's your eye? Do you have sunscreen in your eye?
No, it's not.
How did it get in your eye?
Like a piece of
salt.
Is it body lotion?
No.
Did I get body lotion?
Construction dust from next door. This is a good question to start off Nerd News. This is from DJ at DC. What? DC Jones 87, longtime listener, homie. Hey, Chris and Todd, have you seen Fallout yet?
Yes.
If so, what are your thoughts? We love it.
I love Fallout.
I love it.
I think it's great. Even if you don't have any fucking idea about the game, it's still really, really good.
Yeah.
That's a, like, you know, there's a lot of criticism for them dropping it binge style.
Right. Why?
Because people were thinking that it's there's so much production value went into this show that it's water cooler material.
Oh, like,
so they every they week you pontificate over what happened on the weekend before.
Right.
But I love when they just drop it in a load style.
Whoa. You know, the person of interest, one of my favorite people, got you a very special present, a Dune bucket. It's up there on the rack. But I just that came with a caveat. Mm. I know you're very appreciative of the Dune popcorn bucket, but
a new popcorn bucket's out.
This is a person who's a fan of Todd's poop news. So I'm wondering.
I don't have any poop news, really.
No poop news is good news. Because if you have poop news, that means something bad.
I have popcorn bucket news.
Oh, bonus.
Following hot on the heels of the Dune popcorn suck it, we have a brand new popcorn bucket that wants to take it to the next level. Yes, you are correct, Chris.
Deadpool.
Deadpool. Deadpool and Wolverine have taken the popcorn bucket game to the next level in only a way that Deadpool possibly could.
I can't wait.
Literally, it's a popcorn suck it.
So Todd got his Dune popcorn.
The Dune popcorn bucket is like it just accidentally turned into like that. But the Deadpool popcorn bucket is an actual
popcorn
trick for yourself.
Okay. Got any other nerd news?
I don't.
Brought to you by New Greens.
All right. Think so.
Questions are brought to you by Vessel Shipping. Devin Curran has an actual question. How do I get to be on The Golden Bachelor? And if I make the show, how do I tell my wife?
You just
gotta try. You gotta keep trying and applying.
Have you ever tried out for like one of those reality shows? I feel like you would be someone that would.
I made a video for Survivor.
You did? Okay, that's why I'm asking you this. You really made a video for Survivor.
I don't know if I submitted it though. I still want to do it.
Do we know anyone that's been? Oh wait,
Salema's brother.
Yep, he was on Survivor.
That's
right.
Felicity Palmateer, the WSL commentator, amazing big wave surfer, awesome person, was on Survivor Australia 3 times.
3 times,
and she has great stories about being on Survivor. So, if you, Devin, get on Golden Bachelor, which I think is like The Bachelor, but for people 50 and over, I'll try out for Survivor. Brad Tubes says, Chris and Todd, I recently discovered my 7-year-old daughter loves techno music. Anything I suggest she calls old man music.
Mm-hmm.
How can I persuade her to enjoy the same music that I do? Creed, Poison, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Sunbend.
That's cool that you're looped in with them.
I think you make a mix. Your favorite Creed, your favorite Sunbender, your favorite Chili Pep songs, throw in some Foo Fighters, you know, maybe some hits from like No Doubt. Like, and then lock her in a room and you could actually duct tape the headphones to her head.
I don't think that would be – I think what you need to do, Chris, is you need to associate the techno with trauma. So whenever she's listening to it, you create a traumatic experience so that they no longer want to listen to techno, and techno becomes traumatic for them to be around.
I think, you know what? I like this. This is reverse. So Brad, you tell her, you say, you sit her down and you go, I need to talk to you about something. If I ever hear you listening to Sunbender, if I hear Sunbender coming out, the sound of it coming out of your room, if I see it on your phone, you're grounded. Do not listen to Sunbender.
And then use a circular saw 6 inches from her ear for like a half an hour. Yeah.
Ground her from Sunbender. She'll love it. Heather Smith says, do you think legend is a term overused right now? Like, what are your thoughts on calling someone a legend in action sports? When is it too early? Been noticing IG, a lot of people claiming for their friends to be legendary status.
I think you should start using alleged.
Current legends, OG legends. What is a legend? Heather Smith wants to know.
What about alleged?
Alleged legend.
Allegeds.
Allegeds.
I don't know. I think legends is... I mean, you would have to be someone that had a direct... Like an older person that has had a direct effect on that sport, I would consider...
A legend.
A legend.
Okay. Or somebody who was like always really funny and giving cool. Like, oh man, that guy was a legend.
That's more Australian slang.
My legend. Yeah. It's a good question though. You got to have done something to be a legend. Yummy Snacks says, Todd, what other things do you hate or dislike about the snowboard industry / community? Give us some hate.
I don't really hate it. You know, I'm really, I really.
He actually really loves it.
I like most of it.
What do you hate?
There's some things I don't like.
Speakers on lift lines.
Speakers and lift lines. I do not like that. I don't like people that like to sit on the lips. I don't like people that like to hype themselves up a lot. And usually you only see that with people that aren't very good. And those people usually have speakers in the lift line.
Okay.
I don't know. It's weird. It's every zone is something different.
Well, Robert Pirazzini wants to know.
This is the
He's been loving Todd's rants the last couple weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Why are Snow Valley and Bear already closed when they have more snow now than they did during the winter?
I think I answered that. It really comes down to what is the cost of operations to keep the resort going.
Is it just corporate greed?
No. Well, yes and no. I think like you need to be able to like run a resort.
Yeah.
You know, and okay. If the only people that are coming to that resort at that point in time are not really paying customers, it's season's pass owners, so there is no real revenue stream, and you've got to pay employees.
Right. Mammoth is just open, and it's gonna be open for a while, Rob. Light Sodium 666.
Can you guys hear the construction? I mean, can you hear it?
Well, they can because they don't have mics.
Oh yeah.
Todd, what's it like now that you work for the Bombhole Podcast?
It's pretty good.
Do you intend to siphon all their energy from their ad blocks as you have done for the Monday Mass?
Yes. I think that I think the Bomb Hole is a great place for us to extend our influence.
Mikey Marciano wrote a question that we can't read.
Really? What does it say? Can we skirt around it?
It's not good.
Wow, that is not a good question by Mike Marciano.
Well, it was just personal about me. I didn't want to address it.
Mm-hmm.
Monday Mass question from Adam Etzart. Zip up or pullover hoodie, tech pants or sweatpants, slip on or laced skate shoes, pants inside of bindings or over the back.
That was so many questions.
Rapid fire. Zip up or pullover hoodie?
Zip up.
Pullover all day.
Really? But then you can't take that shit off on the airplane.
I just took it off.
On the airplane?
Easily.
How hard is it to take a sweat? Not when hard. You're sitting in a tight airplane seat.
I don't want zip up. I like a zip up if I'm going to wear it open with a jacket, you know, like a layered look.
Okay. What was the other question?
Tech pants or sweatpants?
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants, bro. Come on.
Who wears tech pants?
What's a
tech pant? Is that like Viore? Like,
no, it's like ripstop or, you know, like polyester.
Okay.
You know, like slip-on or laces. I go back and forth.
Slip-ons.
But I also always do my laces to where I can slip them off and on so that I kind of make my own gravy. Pants inside or the bindings?
God, that's a hard one. Pants over the high back or inside the high back? I got so shamed.
I don't even know how you do
like,
that.
I feel like over the high back is so easy. Like, it's just so easy.
You do it like when you put your...
And then you have to, like, these days, like, I got, like, shamed out of having my pants over my high backs, and it's just so easy, and now I got to put them inside the high back, and inside the high back is kind of like, ugh, and then there's just, like, I don't even know why it's a thing. Like, why do people fucking care where your pants go? And then some people, you take the time to put the front binding with the pant behind the high back, and then your back foot, like, you don't care, so you just put that over. It's such a fucking weird thing.
That's another thing
like,
Todd hates.
It's like mall. It's like mall grabbing. Like, who fucking cares? Like, who said that mall grabbing? Like, your skateboard has a fucking handle. Why not use the handle?
Yo, fashion police. Who cares if your pants are in and out of the bindings? But that's like a great question. Because look at now, Todd's upset.
That's like saying like, I don't know, what's something with a handle?
Right.
What is it? What has a handle? Like, say say I have a duffel bag.
Okay.
Right. Duffel. Like, suddenly some dipshit decides that the handle on the duffel bag, you can't use that anymore, and you have to carry the duffel bag under your arm.
I got a great example.
That is literally what we're talking about.
When I was in junior high school, if you wore two straps on your backpack, you were a kook.
Kind of like fins first on a car. Like, right? Who fucking
like one
cares?
One strap, and like, I never
do. Do you fins front? Like, I mean, I get it. Like,
I don't
if
strap
the
boards to the car.
I'm just saying, like, if it's. It makes sense, right? Like, you don't want your sun, you don't want your wax to be facing the sun.
Down. Fins up and front.
Right, but what is, like, why? I guess it's like if there's straps and it blows, the fins will stop on the strap. That was always my logic.
Well, yeah, that, and it's less, you know, like if your board is like hanging over or like up, it's going to, the wind resistance, it's just, it's all around the best thing.
People get really hung up on like that shit though. Like, the mall grab infuriates me because for, like, all during when I was growing up, if you were going to skate vert, because you always had to, like, parking down the street, and you got to get all your pads in the backpack, and sometimes you don't have a backpack.
Yeah.
So you the skateboard has a fucking built-in handle. Like, why wouldn't you use that handle? Yeah. Like, suddenly, like,
should bring the mall grab back.
I just think it's weird that people are more concerned about the mall grab than doing fucking soggy cardboard tricks.
This is a good question for Todd. Go. What? This is from Willie and Pietro, two of our favorite cat listeners. Mm-hmm. What are your opinions on cats doing action sports? Can you train them to enjoy it?
Nope. Cats don't know. They're just like babies. Cats have no idea. I don't want cats anywhere near my action sports.
Cats are for Todd's personal pleasure.
You think cats know that they're skateboarding? No, fuck no.
Not at all. Last question here. This is...
I do care about Mongo pushing, though.
You do?
Pushing Mongo, I do care about that because it's the inefficiency of Mongo pushing that gets under my skin.
Okay.
Like, when we used to... Like, Bill Danforth was probably, like, the number one Mongo pusher back in the day, and he used to skate vert. And vert, like, whatever. Like, there's these guys that skate vert and, you know, only skated vert. That pushed Mongo, but it didn't really matter,
right?
Because they were just skating vert. Like, there is no fucking Mongo in skating.
They're not
vert.
Pushing.
But then vert. Bill Danforth became like a street dude, like a street course dude.
Okay.
And he just looks so goddamn awkward pushing around Mongo. And then I think the Mongo thing is like, it's like how surfers learn how to push first,
right?
Kind of.
I think
You ever see that? Like,
yeah, a lot of surfers.
A lot of surfers push Mongo.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you? Did you ever push Mongo?
No.
Mitchell's, have you ever tried to push Mongo?
Yeah. I mean, I've pushed Mongo going fakie at things.
Fakie, like switch Mongo.
I guess. This is weird.
God, my brain.
I'm trained to push regular.
Mongo. I don't even care.
Mitchell Salazar.
Mitchell.
An amazing podcast host himself, as well as a WSL commentator, a judge. He does it all. Question for the pod. Are board riders clubs in the U.S., including Hawaii, now as close to the success in Australia in a matter of 7 years? They're getting very popular, and so popular, in fact, that my Encinitas club now is very serious, and they won't let me participate.
Let me ask you this. What does it take to start a board riders club?
Well, you need a town.
Okay, but what about if we started a snowboard riders club? Do people have to pay dues?
Yeah.
Do you pay dues?
You pay a membership.
So this is like a money-making thing?
No, it's like a community thing.
But what do they do? Thing. What do they do?
Well, you get shirts. You
do No. What do they do?
Well, they put on events.
So we could put on the Monday Mass Board Riders Club event.
We could.
We should do that. Well, we I think money. That's a really fast way to make money.
I don't think any of the board writers are making money.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think the guy that sits upstairs is making money?
No.
Really?
No.
What's the point then?
To build and the love of surfing in your community.
We don't need anyone else loving surfing.
Okay. Well, then you should start an anti-surf club.
Anti-board riders.
Great question.
Club.
I don't think they're quite at the level. You know what? No, actually, I take it back.
Hmm.
The West Coast board riders, California,
mm-hmm.
is at the level of Australia. Because I know because we've sent our board riders to Australia to compete in international events, and we've held our own. So, yes. And Anthony's board riders is the best. What else we got here? Ginger Laughter. Ginger Slaughter. Did your parents allow or forbid surfing, skating, and snowboarding? They allowed it. They loved it.
Well, I think my parents allowed it too, but they were a little apprehensive of who I started hanging out with.
Right.
Because I feel like in skateboarding and surfing and snowboarding, especially in skateboarding when I was growing up, there was like no differentiate. Like I looked at someone that was like, you know, when I was like 17, I looked at someone that was like 28 as a peer.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, like you're hanging out with like 28-year-olds skating a ramp or skating a spot. Yeah. And there's like, in your mind, there's no difference.
Right. But in your parents' mind, they're like, what are you doing hanging out with these
guys? This guy is trouble.
Yeah. Aaron Checkwood just came in and said, the Australian clubs are life-saving clubs as well as bars. So they're like,
what do you mean?
Actual clubs, physical clubs on the beach. The Rainbow Bay Surf Club is a bar. It's a club. And
okay, so let me ask you this. So there's like, you know, there's a lot of biting that goes on to that, right? Because there's like the Soho Beach Club.
Well, that's more of like a...
But they're biting on it.
But they don't. There's no surfing or activity involved. It's just a club.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So there's a little bit of difference, but it's in terms of how good the clubs surf, California's doing great. West Coast board riders ripping. What else you got?
Seal Club.
Again, apologies if this podcast is unlistenable due to the construction happening, but at the same time, it's free. It's free entertainment, except for our sponsors.
And
they paid for this.
This is only the fourth most unlistenable podcast. Like, we're literally next to Home Depot right now.
Well, you know what I like? It's not our fault.
It's really not our fault.
Because usually it is our fault if it sounds or looks horrible. But in this case, it's not our fault.
I'd like to remind everyone out there that there's still time to start a board riders club in your town in order to make money quickly.
And I will remind you that it's not a good way to make money.
We can fix that. All right, you guys. That does it for our Monday Mass this week. We'll be
in touch.
I'm hoping they're done with the condominiums next door by next week.
We'll talk, be in touch.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Yeah.